Pet food, drug recalls, and accessories are all in the news. This week, we want to talk about how your clinic should respond if one of the products that you sell or recommend gets on a recall list. This week on The Veterinary Viewfinder. The Veterinary Viewfinder, the podcast that tackles the toughest topics in veterinary medicine. And a tough topic that you're going to encounter at some point in your veterinary career is a recall. And these can be from drugs, these can be from pet foods, these can be from accessories, these can be from a wide gamut of products and services and things that we recommend to the pet owning public. And suddenly somebody says there's a problem. This week we want to talk about what you should do if you encounter one of these recall problems and how you can communicate with your clients and maybe stay ahead of it. But before we get into all of that recall mess, as always, I am one of your co-hosts, Dr. Ernie Ward.
And I'm registered veterinary technician, Becky Mosser.
And Becky, this is one of those conversations that, again, we're taking straight out of the headlines. I mean, lately, the past few months, I have been inundated with all kind of news stories and blog posts and social media postings about product recalls, right? I mean, a lot of food and pharmaceuticals, I mean, all kinds of things. And suddenly, you know, you and I were discussing, wow, sometimes we don't really know how to respond. And you and I were talking, we've seen some veterinary professionals respond, you know, kind of an extreme exaggerated fashion, and others sort of, you know, maybe taking a more measured approach. So Becky, you know, when we talk about this, how do these recalls, first of all, impact the entire team, not just the vets and the pet parents?
Well, I mean, a lot of ways, right? Because I think it is incredibly important for us to be aware of them, right? And to know what's happening and to stay on the up and up, because our clients are going to come to us with these questions. I also think it's really important as a clinic to have a united message. I remember when I very first started in, but I was a baby tech, like all of the name brand foods were being recalled and it was like a huge mess and we didn't know what to recommend or not to recommend or what to say and not to say. And it made us feel really helpless. And so I think ensuring that your team is empowered with a message is one of the most important things.
Yeah. And Becky, I think you're referring to the melamine recall that we saw, you know, many years ago. I think that was around 2007, 2008.
And exactly, you know, when it was.
Right. And yes. Yeah. And you're a baby vet, a vet tech.
I was a brand new tech and it was so scary.
And I think there are a lot of lessons that we can learn from that. And I'll tell you, you know, folks, if you're a veterinary professional and you encounter one of these sort of recall messages, right? And some of them are extreme and some of them are really early. I would say we learned a lot from the melamine. Don't just outright dismiss it. I remember a lot of colleagues were just saying, oh no, there's nothing here. This is all just some few hysterical pet owners looking for attention and you know, that sort of thing. And then of course we turned out, wow, it turned out this was a major problem with a manufacturer in China. And so, you know, Becky, I would say the first bit of caution, no matter what the story is, get your facts straight first, because with some of the recent things, Becky, I've seen a lot of veterinarians just go out there publicly now, because this is different than the melamine. You know, we didn't have social media like we do today. Yeah. And I've just seen these folks go out there and say, oh, that's a bunch of nonsense. And I hope you're right. You know, Becky?
Yeah, but it's a really strong stance to say this is nothing. And I think it's like our clients are counting on us to make them feel better one way or another. And it's hard because we are getting more like therapeutic foods and different types of drugs and different modalities of treating that are so exciting. Oh my gosh, they're so exciting. And so as a profession, we really want to jump on board with these, right? And because of social media, we see things like, you know, very two-dimensionally, unfortunately. And so An incident will happen and a brand or a name gets brought into it. And then, like you said, we've kind of got to sort through the weeds to figure out what's real and what's not real about this. And it can be a little bit exhausting, like who has time for this? But it is so important because we're recommending a lot of these new products. We don't want to get ourselves into like a scare factor to where we don't, but we have to be ready to have a conversation with our clients when there's new products on the market or when a product goes through something like this. that protects ourselves, but also informs our client. And I think that's the point of this conversation today is just like, I know I've been caught off guard with what to say when I've been asked about some of these situations and I don't know the facts. And I would feel terrible if I wrongly advised a client and something happened to one of my patients.
Yeah. And a slightly tangential issue also are like emerging diseases. We all recall not long ago, there was a respiratory infection that was making its way across the United States and people were terrified. And I saw a lot of veterinary professionals on social media, Becky, kind of hyping it up, you know, and of course it turned out, no, nothing here, right? This is just the same old sort of strains of you know, Bordetella and others, you know, upper respiratory infections. So, you know, I think it's really important for us not to feed into that because it's really the credibility of the profession at stake and certainly your own personal credibility. And I think that's the first thing I would say is that get your facts straight, right? You know, just make sure you're not responding to a meme you saw on TikTok or whatever, right? The second thing is, Becky, as soon as something starts to get any kind of traction or heat out there, you owe it to your team to say, this is happening, you know? And again, there's nothing wrong with saying, we don't have the information yet. We don't have enough facts to make an informed opinion on this yet. But, you know, Becky, I think you need to be aware and sensitive that your team is seeing this stuff as well and giving them the answers because that's where you felt back when the melamine, you felt like, hey, what do I do? How do I respond?
Yeah, because you know, you're quote unquote raised to really trust these brands and to trust these products and you have to be. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're hearing these major concerns and, there were less alternatives back then too, you know? So when we needed these therapeutic options, there wasn't really anywhere to turn. And so then you're kind of like trying to figure out the calculated risk. I think you're right about letting your teams know that this is happening, that this is a recall. And it's a perfect opportunity. I think, you know, we talk about, what do we talk about in staff meetings? How do we keep ourselves up to date? You know, what are we sharing anyway in the clinic? And it's things like this. Right. And then as a team, you come up with a conversation, how you're going to either continue to recommend this product to your clients amongst this controversy, how you're going to deal with any controversy that may get brought up or brought to your clinic about it. If you're going to continue to recommend these products, like these are really important questions because when you have mismatched messages, that's the biggest concern, right? Like your client goes in the room, the vet tech, the veterinarian, whoever is like, yes, this is great. The other person comes in is like, hey, did you hear though? There's some safety issues. You know, you go up to reception. She's like, I can't believe you're doing that. Or have you heard about this terrible? Right. Like, and everybody now our client's like, I don't know who to listen to. So I think the most important thing is to have a unified clinic message when it comes to these things.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how many articles I've written, Becky, and remarks I've made in lectures saying that, you know, your clients expect you to be up to date on these topics, right? So it's like, absolutely. If they come into the room and they say, hey, well, I heard about this. I thought it could do that. You know, some alarming issue, no matter how outrageous and unfounded it may be, you really do need to know about it, you know, and you can't just dismiss it outright. I mean, this sort of goes back to the whole, you know, gosh, I'm interested in changing diets. You know, I want to try this new dog food, right? If you dismiss it outright, then the again, you've just created an adversarial relationship between you two. You've just created a big barrier of communication. And so for us, it's always going to be like, well, you know, I really appreciate you bringing that up. You know, we are aware of this situation. Right now, there is not an official recall. Right now, the FDA is not investigating it. Right now, these are just of some very, you know, sparse accounts, and we don't even know if they're legitimate. Like, you can say that, Becky, and actually probably allay a lot of fears. Now, obviously, this has to be the truthful statement, but you know, ideally. I think, you know, if you go in and you go, oh, yeah, you know, I don't even look at that TikTok stuff anymore. So much nonsense out there. You can't believe that stuff, Mrs. Smith. Let me tell you right now, Becky, that person is going to just now say, whatever next you're going to tell me to do for my pet, I'm going to be suspicious.
Okay. And also, a lot of times we're looking for the answer we want, right? Like,
right.
If mom doesn't say yes, go ask dad kind of situation. So like, if you're looking for validation and you go to your vet and you don't get it, you're going to go to the food store and look for the kid that works there to give it to you. You're going to call the breeder and like, you're looking for somebody to validate what you're thinking most of the time. You know, if you're going in there with a like, I want to use this product, or I'm scared of this product, or, you know, a lot of times we have a confirmation bias of some kind affecting this conversation, and we're looking for that validation. So when you just totally blow your client off one way or another, they're going to go somewhere else and look. Yeah, I was right. That product is scarier. Yeah, I was right. This is safe and this is great. And I know 25 people on the internet who use it, and it went great. So I think that's one of the really important parts. And to stay up and up, it's as easy as entering a Google search. You right, can literally be alerted to any keyword. Like, you can literally write dog food recall.
And I do.
Anytime that shows up on the internet, you're going to get an email that informs you of this.
Right.
And so it's so easy. You don't have to go sit down at the internet and research every product every single day. Like, I know you don't have time for that. You can set your Google searches to be able to give you this information. If you don't know how to do it, somebody in your clinic does. So you can have this information delivered to you. You can also help your clients learn how to do that and where to go. And then again, I personally feel like this is what you should be posting on your website and your social media. Hey, first thing this morning, I heard about this. We're investigating. We're learning more. If you have questions, let us know. But like, be the first to tell them. Be the place they can go for confirmation or to learn that it's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I don't think you have to address every little rumor out there. But, you know, when the big ones that are gaining heat and traction, those are the ones that you definitely want to be on top of. And again, Becky's referring to using Google Alerts. Becky, I've probably got about 20 alerts. And it's a bit of a mess every morning. I do mine on a daily basis. But I have all those recalls as a Google Alert. Again, this is a free service. So if you're not familiar, just type in Google Alerts and Google and you can find out how to do it. I find it very, very helpful. And it does alert me to different things that I want to know about. But Becky, getting back to this whole thing. So now we're, you know, I think that one of the things that you've got to be cautious of is, again, making an extreme position one way or the other. No, this is completely safe. No, this is a new disease. No, there's nothing to that. You know, I think you want to be cautious as a medical practitioner because, you know, I think that, remember, in the early days, especially in a lot of these major pet food recalls, right? And we've had a couple now in my career, big ones, you know, global ones. And let's be honest, you know, the pet food companies were defending it at first. You know, they were telling us, no, there's nothing wrong here. And of course, it turned out later that there was something. And then, of course, we've seen the other side of this thing where, you know, with DCM, we had veterinarians saying, oh, there's a problem. And of course, turns out there wasn't a problem. So you really do want to sit back and reflect and process. And I would say analyze the data for yourself and be aware that, you know, the early information is going to be biased to those extremes in most cases, right, Becky? I mean, you know, it's just like COVID. I mean, you know, it was like nothing to everybody's going to die. And it turned out, you know, it was kind of not even in between. It was way towards the safer side of thing. I mean, you know what I'm saying, Becky? It's really don't just jump on it because I think that there is an attention-seeking aspect to this where vets, in particular veterinary professionals, want to like be seen as the expert. And so they kind of jump on these bandwagons to get likes and views and whatever else. And, you know, I look, with this last infectious thing, Becky, I saw a lot of, you know, I saw a lot of vets that I'm sure had a little bit of egg on their face.
Yeah. I guess so. It's like, it's really hard with things like that to know what side to land on.
Right.
Like you said, we don't want to scare people, but at the same time, we want to share an appropriate amount of concern and more than anything, facts, you know, and like you said, things get blown up. So if you can have the opportunity to share actual numbers and actual facts, it's really important. I think the other thing to think about is what do we do when there starts to be controversy around new products and we're seeing reactions, you know, like I know I've seen products on the internet, on social media, and it's my dog is having a seizure because of this drug, or my dog is having a reaction because of this drug. And often they're in other countries.
Right.
And so when people bring that to me in the clinic, I'm like, well, you know, we have different regulations here in the United States, and that's not a form of the drug that is sold here. Then maybe we see things popping up here in the States. Like, what do we do? What do you do? Do you pull it off of your shelf? Do you stop giving it? Do you continue giving it? What do you do when there's a drug with some questions starting to pop up? It's new, but it's amazing. You love what it does. You love the effects, but now there's a few cases of concern.
Right. And again, you know, this has happened more than once in my career, Becky, and yours as well, I'm sure. And the fact is that you've got to realize that, especially when new big blockbuster drugs come out, and this was, whether it's an NSAID or whatever, you know, we've seen a wide variety. There's always going to be sort of this initial broad uptake. And so a lot of people are using them in cases maybe that aren't the perfect candidate for that. And of course, then we're going to see some stories. Now, in the old days, it took a lot because, you know, you had mainstream media. It had to be picked up on the nightly news before people really got alarmed. Today, it's a TikTok video by one person sitting in their bedroom somewhere. And then, wow, you know, millions of people are worried to death. And so I think that you, again, staying on top of it, being, you know, thoughtful and measured, making sure that when those new products come into the market, that you actually are doing the right things. You are doing the correct selection criteria. You are doing the monitoring, you know, the long-term drug monitoring or whatever it might be, to make sure that it's safe to use and appropriate to use in that patient. I think that sometimes, you know, again, we get caught up in the enthusiastic wave of that new thing. And like, it's like, oh, well, let's try it on this and this and this. And then Becky, you know, sometimes it doesn't always, it's not always appropriate.
Yeah. I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense. And I think it's, you know, whenever we go to the doctor, we get a new medicine, we get three or four pages of those warnings. You know, right. We just don't tend to hand them out the same with our clients or have those same conversations. But truthfully, any medication that's out there, any drug that's out there, has some risk of an adverse reaction. It's hard because we get excited about these advancements and we have so many great options on the market. And like you said, the news about these things can really spread like wildfire, but our clients are concerned and I think they have valid concerns. It's hard to tell what's really happening from what is just kind of scare tactics out there. But as clinics, I think if you're using a product that ultimately has some concerns, how do you go about talking to those clients? Like, do we get in front of it? Do we only bring it up to the clients that we are using that product with? Do you call people you've right. given that product to? You know, I have all of these kind of emotional and mental kind of back and forth because we don't want, I always think, you know, if I come to you first, it's a reason. If you have to come to me, it sounds more like an excuse. Yeah, and, yeah. You know, I think it's such an important topic. And one thing I wanted to talk about or to at least remind listeners is to leverage your pharmaceutical reps. Your pharmaceutical reps will be on top of this latest data and they will have great key talking points for your clients, great key talking points for your staff. And some of the, obviously they're going to be more biased, but they're at the same time going to have a lot more facts right from the manufacturer's mouth to help you work through this with your clients.
Yeah. And again, even with that, Becky, filter it, you know, because remember, as I mentioned before, a lot of times in these early days, the manufacturer, if you will, of these products is going to, you know, really be, you know, aggressive at trying to shut it down. And you know, sometimes it turns out that they were wrong. So just, again, just sort of be cautious. But Becky, I love the way you're going with this conversation. And that is, okay, let's say now it's a legitimate problem, right? So it's no longer just a rumor mill or TikTok video that's gaining some sensation, but there's actually been a drug recall, right? Or there's been a food recall or something like that. What do you do next? Well, the first thing, I'm like you, it's get in front of it because, like you said, if I reach out to you, you know, if I have to come and say, hey, vet, is this food yeah. safe? Then you're giving me an excuse. I love that. That was a great, great quote. But regardless, I do think you at first and foremost need to tell everybody that has purchased that. So you go to your PIMS, you pull those things. We had to do this. I mean, we did this multiple times, you know, during my career. And so for us, it would be to reach out to those folks and say, hey, you know, stop feeding, bring it in. We're exchanging, we're refunding, whatever it is, you know, that you want to do. So certainly the direct approach. The second thing, Becky, would be, this is where I think your social media really can help amplify that message, you know, to say, hey, we're aware, we know this FDA recall, you know, we're on top of it kind of thing. Because what your clients want to see, especially in the exposed public domain of social media, is they want to see that you're actually aware and taking steps, right? And I think that's where a lot of vets sort of, I don't know why they ignore it, but you know, you don't want to be too early, but you certainly don't want to be too late.
I love that. And I guess that the biggest thing is that I love that being proactive part of it. I think a lot of us would be scared to say, hey, I gave you something or I sold you something that could cause a problem or that is being shown. But like if my veterinarian did that, for me, I would feel relief versus like frustration at them. Thank God they're on top of it. I'm so grateful for them for doing that. And I think it's just an important conversation to have because I think we have more and more products that are new and rolling out. We've got, you know, I mean, so many advancements. We're seeing advancements in arthritis. We're seeing advancements in diabetes and, you know, being able to give different types of medications and, you know, all these therapeutic foods, and people are stepping up and giving these products and saying yes and doing the treatments. And with that comes adverse reactions. End of the day, it's just going to happen, right?
Right.
And in all the way back to where like leptospirosis used to cause, you know, reactions in little dogs, and then veterinarians stopped giving it for life. Right. We didn't kind of get over that hump. I want to go about these types of things with a really realistic attitude and make sure we're not clearing them off our shelves, not doing somebody a disservice because we could potentially have a problem. I believe leptospirosis vaccinations are incredibly important, way more so than they are likely to cause a reaction in my little dogs. And I vaccinate my little dogs for lepto because I think it's important. I want to be able to do that with all of our products and have that really educated conversation with our clients when they get these tidbits, because they're going to.
Right. And I love the fact that you just mentioned educated. And that's going to be the last thing I want to make sure we stress to the Viewfinder family today, Becky. And that is, these new products that we're seeing, they're more complicated. I mean, the pathways that they enact, you know, are act upon are much more difficult and challenging to understand. So whenever you see these new products, you really do owe it to yourself. And I'm really speaking to the veterinarians out there, you know, my colleagues, you need to know this stuff, right? Because I think that, in fact, there's been a, you know, some advances in OA, and I'm finding a lot of my colleagues just aren't really understanding how it works at all, which means patient selection might suffer, right? So they do too many or too few. It also means that they don't really know how to deal with potential side effects, and they can't cogently, intelligently speak about it, right? You know, so now the client asks that follow-up question and they're stumped. And so I think that it's really important, especially as the treatments become much more sophisticated, guys, we got to up our game. You really need to know this stuff. And I don't think you can always just go on the talking points from the sales force, right? I mean, that's important. Don't get me wrong, but you've really got to digest that. You've got to take time, reflect on it, go back and review your physiology and understand it, Becky, because I will say, you know, this has been a pet peeve of mine if you've heard me lecture over the years, but, you know, it's like we have the public safety, you know, that's our responsibility. And I take it very, very seriously. So learn this stuff, you know?
Yeah. I agree. I think you should. And I think anybody who's working with a drug should learn those things. You know, veterinarians for sure, but our technicians who are administering and are educating on these drugs, we're that second line of defense. What other medications is this patient on? Making sure that there's no contraindications and working with the veterinarian to make sure. I think as technicians, we have the ability to be as educated and up to date on these advancements and on these challenges and on these late breaking stories as much as anybody else. And we are most likely to end up on the phone with our clients over these questions and concerns. You know, your front desk is going to say, let me get a technician to talk to you about that. So really taking it seriously and saying, if you're going to put a new drug on your shelf, I think you should have a Google alert for that new drug for at least a couple years. I think you should read the packaging and understand it. And like you said, be on the up and up about what you're treating and why this works, why it works differently. And understand that, you know, our clients don't have to go to the library and pull a card from the Dewey Decimal System to find a book to do their research. They have as much access to scholarly articles as anybody nowadays. They're not reading junk. They're not reading tabloids. They're reading scholarly articles. And they can go to AI and ask about it, and AI can search the scholarly articles. I mean, I'm telling you, this information is accessible. It's not all garbage and gossip. And when our clients are more informed on it than we are, it's going to put us in a really sticky spot, and we have an opportunity to do better.
Yeah. And again, it's going to happen, guys. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I found myself underwater on a topic because it's just some really obtuse issue that I'm not really familiar with or have any experience with. And so again, this is where humility comes into play, but staying on top of it. I mean, again, I would say right now you need to be paying very close attention because there's a couple of issues that are sort of simmering out there, and you need to figure out like what's real, what's not, what you feel like you need to pass on. But most importantly, you need to share this with your team. Becky, I cannot overemphasize that at all because, you know, you don't know when that receptionist is going to get that phone call about that issue, right? No matter how ridiculous it may seem, you really want to prepare them because the worst thing that can happen is for that technician or that receptionist to encounter that question. They're like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. It's a mystery. And then you're like, oh, great. I'm glad I informed my veterinarian about this really important right. disease, or you know what I mean?
Right.
That's what you end up feeling like. There should be a little sticky note on the front that says, here's our position statement on this. It is so important. It will instill so much confidence in your clients and just stop so much trouble in its tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, you know, it's one of those things where you don't have to tackle everything, but there are certain issues that will rise to the top. They will start to be all over your social media and all over the news and so forth. And those are the ones I really want you to pay attention to. I think you should be watching for when they're just beginning to crest a little bit and when they're starting to enter the public sphere. I think you should be prepared for that. But regardless, you know, again, this is about staff training. This is about informing your clientele when you need to take action, such as an official recall. You need to tell those people directly, and then you need to make some social media posts about it. And then at the end of this, the foundation is just knowing your medicine. I think that really can keep you ahead of things. Now, I'll be honest with you, when melamine started rolling around, never heard of it before, right? Because yeah. again, this was a very bizarre situation that a company, a manufacturer in China was using to falsely elevate the protein levels of their dog or their pet foods. And so, you know, this was a very weird thing, but let me tell you, I got up to speed on melamine real fast, you know,
yeah.
And that really helped me communicate, not just to the media, which of course at that time, you know, we were doing a lot of national media around that topic, but also, you know, with that individual client who came into the room. So, Becky, again, I think that today these issues are, again, amplified more than ever before by social media. I think we owe it to our clients, to the pets we serve, to stay on top of these things and try to make sure that we communicate it as clearly and as accurately as possible throughout the entire process. Some of the things, you know, we'll find out, hey, that was false, didn't turn out to be the way we thought it was going to be. Other things are going to turn out to be legit. But regardless, it's that sort of steady drumbeat and cadence of communication.
Yeah, absolutely. Being as transparent as possible, I think, will save you a lot of trouble in the end, even if it is something that you find. We're carrying this product, we prescribed this product, and we wish we didn't. That transparency will do everything in the long run. And keep your ear to the ground, because right now there is a lot going on out there. And again, there's so much conversations around it in social media. You want to be in the front of it, not at the tail end of it.
Yeah, and just in closing, Becky, I mean, it's safe. I mean, what we do is incredibly safe. I mean, there are so many safeguards around it. And of course, it can always be better. I remember back, you know, when we drew a podcast back during another pet food recall, but, you know, the U.S. pet food, the FDA, I mean, these are the best in the world. They keep us safe. So these are incredibly rare events when they do happen, but you just want to stay on top of it. I do think, you know, the one thing that we are living in a world now is where somebody with a TikTok video can create mass hysteria. And sure. That's the frustrating part as a vet. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm having to shut down this rumor again, this right. ridiculous statement. But regardless, that's the world we live in. And I would say that, you know, for the vast majority of those things, they're just rumors. They're just somebody seeking attention or causing controversy. But again, it's just a matter of staying on top of it. Becky, if people want to stay on top of it and let us know how they're staying on top of it, what can they do?
You guys can let us know what you're recalling, what you're promoting, how you have this conversation over on Facebook or Instagram at Veterinary Viewfinder. And you can shoot us an email at veterinaryviewfinder@gmail.com.
That's right, guys. Here is wishing you no recalls in your future. We will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.